It is Kylie and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Very excited right now to have a local guy on the show who's doing big things in the entertainment industry. He's from Carmel, graduated from Purdue, and now he's on OWN Network's most popular television show, The Haves and Have-Nots. Good morning, Aaron O'Connell.
Good morning. Appreciate the call, you guys.
Great to have you with us. Rachel's meanwhile Googling your Instagram and checking all your ab photos out, but either way.
I may or may not be stalking you on social media.
I mean, need to put that out there, be honest with each other. But
all
no,
in a day's work.
You know, it's funny. Aaron's doing great things. You know, he gets to meet Oprah nowadays and, you know, film these popular TV shows. We actually met back in the day when I worked at LA Fitness.
Really? While he was working on those abs that I'm Googling?
Yes. He always did a lot better job at working out than me. But either way, congratulations on your success. I mean, it's crazy to think, you know, where you were maybe 4 or 5 years ago trying to reach your aspirations. And now here you are on the OWN Network on probably the most popular show on the network.
Yeah, you know, it's I've just been blessed to have the opportunity. It's been kind of a whirlwind the past few years. You know, I went to Purdue University and was studying health, fitness, nutrition, and was doing some of the modeling stuff, and was lucky enough to shoot a commercial, a liquid plumber commercial that Tyler Perry saw me on and decided that he wanted to cast me as Wyatt Crier in the new drama that he was writing for OWN. So I actually met him up at his house, ran some scenes with him, and ended up being the first one that he cast for the show, and then kind of found the family based on my look, and before you know it, you know, we're into our third season. So it's been a real blessing. But right now in Atlanta, he's got us rocking and rolling, shooting 25 episodes, and it's been a whirlwind. It's great though. Really,
wow.
Really lucky.
What an interesting turn of events from a commercial to now look at you. Like, that's a liquid plumber commercial of all things.
Yeah, who would have thought, right? And it was funny because there was the BCS National Championship game going on that night when the auditioning was going on for the commercial. And there was a bunch of guys in there, and I thought, you know what? I'm missing a big game. And so right before I was getting ready to leave that audition, they called my name, said, Aaron O'Connell, we need you to come in. Oh, shoot, okay. Let's go in there. I'm going to go in and knock it out real quick. And as soon as I went in, did the audition, they said, okay, you're our guy. So I thought, well, it was a matter of probably 2 minutes that they caught me before I left. And it's really kind of changed the course of my career. But, you know, it's a tough business. So it's, I'm just fortunate to be able to get on the screen and be able to work in such a tough industry.
Aaron O'Connell with us right now from Carmel, Indiana, Purdue graduate, doing big things on the OWN Network right now, and probably the most popular show, The Haves and Have-Nots. He plays Wyatt Crier, but you're right, Aaron. It's crazy. If this works out and you become this big movie star and you continue to have success, who would ever think you might owe that to your big break being in a liquid plumber commercial? All I'm saying is you better buy liquid plumber for the rest of your life if that works out for you.
Yes, exactly right. It's funny. I actually had one of my sinks was clogged last season here in Atlanta, and so I called him and said, hey, you know, I don't have any stuff to get this thing out. And the guy comes up and he fixes it, and he turns around and he looks at me for a second kind of confused, and I'm like, okay, you know, you got it fixed or what? And he looks at me and goes, shouldn't you know how to do this?
That's so hilarious.
That was like the first time that I thought, oh, okay, all right.
So like, maybe I should.
I've seen the show a few different times, and I have to say, your character is so intriguing because he's so complicated. You want to like him, but then in the next scene, he's doing something ridiculous and talking crap about somebody. Then you love him the next scene. How much fun is it to play a guy so complicated?
You know, it's fun. It's the character is so completely opposite of who I am. So as an actor, it really allows me to explore those areas of the character's life that are so unfamiliar to me. So when I see the scripts and I see what's written, it's definitely a challenge because it's so different from who I am, but it really allows me to explore that, you know, the artistry from my standpoint, to be able to play someone that's so opposite of who I am. And it just, you know, the scripts this season are incredible, and Tyler's so great at writing kind of an intertwining web of events that happen that kind of all comes together at the end. But I'm really enjoying it. I can feel myself getting better as an actor and really growing. And I know that's the route that Tyler wants to grow with. Is a lot of his, you know, actors and actresses and all the shows that he does. He really wants his work to be a stepping stone for more work to come. So,
well, I would think it's going all right for you, and considering two people that you're now connected to, Oprah and Tyler Perry, are pretty good people to know in your life.
Right.
I tell you what, you know, the first time I met Oprah, I thought, okay, this is happening. this is interesting. We were on the set of our family room, and Tyler had been really pushing us and working us, and we were working long days and shooting a few episodes a day, which ends up being a lot of dialogue and a lot of memorization. And he said, okay, we have a mandatory meeting 9 a.m. in the set of the Cryer family room. And I thought, okay, so we all go there, and we're waiting, and Tyler walks in. He said, hey, okay, guys, I just want to thank you, and I really appreciate you guys working so hard. I know I'm pushing you, but you are all doing a great, great job. But I have somebody that wants to say hey. And he opens the front door to our family room, and in walks Oprah Winfrey.
And you're like, thinking, what?
I couldn't believe it. But, you know, when she speaks, that's when it hit me. Because you've heard Oprah's voice on everything.
Was she like, welcome to my favorite things episode?
You get a protein shake. You get a protein shake. Everybody gets a protein shake.
It was a surreal moment, I have to say. And then I got an opportunity to spend some time with her in New York. And, you know, she's such a sweetheart, has the biggest heart. And just, you know, I mean, who would have thought, right?
I was going to say, what is she like? Is she everything that you would expect her to be from, you know, having, obviously, everyone's grown up watching her on television. Is she everything that you expected, or was it a little different than you expected whenever you actually got face-to-face with her?
You know, she's everything that I expected. But I have to say, when you are talking to her alone, she is so engaging, she listens, and she's so interested to hear what you have to say. And I got to say, you know, everything that I'm telling to her in a conversation, I feel like she's either already heard before or exploring her.
Right.
She's talked to everybody, but it's not the way she is at all. I remember she was, we were having a conversation in New York after this one dinner, and she's sitting there holding my hand as we're having a conversation. And just looking me in the eye, and just was super engaging. And I don't know, she's just really an amazing soul.
I know. Is it one of those moments? Yeah, I've thought about that. If you meet Oprah, I mean, oh my God, it's Oprah. It's not,
right,
you know, somebody. I mean this,
like,
is
can we
Oprah
be best
Winfrey.
Friends, Oprah?
I mean, is it one of those moments where here she is holding your hand and you're talking to her? Obviously, it's like, you know, you seem pretty comfortable in the room and that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, in your mind, you have to be like, oh my God, I am talking to Oprah freaking Winfrey right now, right?
Right. You're exactly right. I think in those situations, I just try to filter all that out. I mean, it's just one of those things where you can't let it get to you, and then you walk away after the conversation. Think, did that really just happen?
Right, and then you're like, yeah, that did just happen.
Yeah, I love it. Aaron O'Connor with us from Carmel, Indiana. Purdue grad, doing big things on the Oprah Network, the haves and have-nots. You know, Aaron's having lunch with Oprah. Meanwhile, I'm having lunch at rallies, okay?
Right.
It's all of two different lives right now. Aaron, best of luck on, congratulations on your success, and best of luck in your career. We're so happy for you.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Awesome.
Really appreciate it.